To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard.
And Sophie Lai.
Oh, Blake Howard. Oh, graffiti with punctuation. Never has our theme been more poignant.
I know. This week, Soph, the geek world was shaken. We've gone from losing a James Bond with Roger Moore to losing my original Batman. I don't know for folks listening who your first Batman is, because that will kind of define your era. Sometimes it's Keaton, but Adam West, the legendary Adam West from the original Batman 66 TV show and movie of the same name, has passed away this week. And apart from being just purely devastated across the boards that he's now passed away, it's just been the outpouring of some of the most beautiful tributes to him in his whole life, and it's been a pretty incredible week. So if you didn't know who Adam West was, he was an actor. Really, his most absolutely famous role was Batman, and playing Mayor West on Family Guy. For many of us, a reminder of how amazing his comedic talents were. And Batman 66 for a long time was the campy and abandoned. That was the Batman that no one wanted to talk about. But I think if you go back, even those Batman tragics who absolutely adore things like the Chris Nolan Batman series or Michael Keaton, there is something that is undeniable about Adam West Batman, in that everyone else knew that the show was a campy, weird, take on the Caped Crusader, and ridiculous take, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And it was meant to be a farce. But I think the thing that makes the show still so powerful and so hilarious is that he plays Batman so sincerely that it's impossible not to, be engaged by him. He's just sensational. And so this week was kind of a sad week, but also an awesome week to see the tributes. And particularly, I think about 24 hours ago in Los Angeles, they shone the bat signal on Los Angeles City Hall, and 12,000 people turned out to watch it light up there to tribute him, as a tribute. And the original Batmobile was there.
What?
And it's just been a crazy, outpouring of love in Los Angeles and Bat fans all around the world, just, reminiscing about what an impact Adam West had on their lives as youngsters, and how he played an amazing and overwhelmingly awesome Batman.
Yeah, when people say, oh, who's Adam West? And you're like, the Batman guy. And they're like, who? And he's like, the ones that had kapow and bang, as instead of having the actual noise, they would just have it as a super on the screen. People are like, oh, yeah. And then all you have to say is shark repellent Batman. They're like, oh, my God. Even if they've never seen it, they know of his Batman because it's so iconic.
Yeah, it's the original, it's the first one that was really powerful on TV. There had been another original sort of Batman TV show a long time ago, similar to an old Superman show that had been out with George Reeves. There was a Batman equivalent, and there were old movies, but they just didn't have, this was color television, and this was sort of a Batman, comic smackdown on TV and done in prime time, and it was extremely successful and ran for three seasons, but it just ran forever. So it went from 66-ish to about 1969. Mm. But he, that ran until the early 90s, at least on television in a lot of stations, because I remember it myself growing up with it. So it's a crazy show that just had constant replay value, and in a world that was kind of pre-Wiggles, it was had enough bam and kapow and bright colors that you could hypnotize your children with it. And I think for better or worse, I was definitely hypnotized with it as a kid.
And it was wholesome fun. You probably are a bit iffy about showing your kids Batman now, because you're like, oh, that's a bit dark. But this was just beautiful campness.
Yeah.
Watching it again, this week, I was like, oh, this is so funny. Like, comedic timing is just deadpan.
Dry. It's wonderful. Like, and you watch Adam West, and a lot of the clips are like, oh, Robin, that's what happens when we mess with the laws of nature. Like, he's so amazing, like, great delivery. And then you've got all these wonderful people that are around him, like Cesar Romero, who mm-hmm. wouldn't shave his moustache to be the Joker. You had three different Catwomans, including Eartha Kitt, like an African-American Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Burgess Meredith as the Penguin, you know, the guy who ended up playing Mickey in Rocky series. You know, you had Frank Gorshin playing the Riddler. You had these great, iconic characters. And I think it's really only now that you see that people are going back and reappraising it and putting it in context and going, you know what, this is actually kind of a masterpiece of comedy and of Batman. Mm. You know, you see that Batman 66 comics. And look, one of the, you know, for the geek world, I'm sure you love Kevin Smith and you mm-hmm. would possibly listen to some of his podcasts. But Ralph Garman, who is his co-host on a podcast called Hollywood Babylon and probably one of the biggest Batman fans of all time, was ahead of the campaign to get Adam West a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in fact, myself and also our former, your former co-host here at Gaggle of Geek, Maria Lewis, who's mm-hmm. at Supernova this weekend, donated money because it cost $25,000 to get $25,000 American to get a star on the Walk of Fame. And, you know, it was a travesty that he hadn't been honored there. And in the last couple of years, he's definitely turned that around. So he's now got a star on the Walk of Fame that he deserves. And even as recently as 2016, there was a Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders where he voiced Batman in a new cartoon. And there's even an unreleased version of Batman where he was Batman versus Two-Face, another cartoon in the Batman 66 style, which we haven't seen yet. So,
yeah.
You know, he's Batman forever for us. His legacy will be Batman and even Batman beyond his passing in some voiceover work. And for all those Family Guy fans out there, you will see him on reruns forever as Mayor West. And, you know, his memory will live on forever and ever. And as it deservedly should. The greatest Batman of all time in my mind.
So, so true. Well, Blake, thank you for that beautiful tribute to Adam West. We'll leave it here with a bit of wise words from Commissioner Gordon and Batman. See you next week.
Thanks, Seth.
Are you going to try him in court?
I haven't decided yet, Batman. With your approval, I'd like to think it over. No choice is easy in a case like this.
I agree completely, Commissioner. The law of this city is in your hands. We just tried to help a bit. Here and there, wherever we can.
So brave, so dependable, and so modest. Rare in men these days.